If I can interrupt your conversations very briefly. Somebody suggested I should say if I could puncture your conversations, but I thought that was a little harsh at my expense. Those of you who probably don't know what I'm talking about, it's a very warm welcome to you this evening, and welcome to St. Helens and to the annual City Partners Dinner. It's great to have so many of you here this evening. I'm conscious there will be some people here for the very first time tonight, so let me just welcome you very warmly in particular, and let me give you a word or two on the format of our time together this evening. I'm going to speak for a few moments, then after I've spoken, I've asked Simon Johnson, one of our city partners, to come and lead us in giving thanks for this evening. And then we'll make our way to our tables. Hopefully you've worked out where you're sitting already. And then we'll eat a fine main course. And after we've eaten, we're delighted to have John Chapman with us. John is an old friend of St. Helens. He's over here from Sydney. And he's very kindly given up this evening to encourage us from God's word as to how we might live and speak for Jesus. I will introduce him properly later on. I'm very conscious that we meet at a time of extraordinary economic upheaval and uncertainty in this great city of ours. At a time where many of our friends and colleagues in the Square Mile are being forced to think very hard about what they're leaning on and about what they're living for. One city man in an email to me earlier on this week pointed me to the end of the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus is urging us to be like the wise man who built his house on the rock. Jesus is urging us to be those who listen to his words and do them and put them into practice, so that when the storm comes, whether it's Meltdown Monday or Fearsome Friday, when the storm comes, we discover that our house hasn't collapsed, because we've established our lives on solid ground. The turmoil in the markets this summer has coincided with a period of time here at St. Helens where we're having a time of thanksgiving and reflection for the future. Giving thanks for the past, not least in the city ministry, where we have so much to give thanks for. We can give thanks for that original vision of those businessmen 40-odd years ago who prayed week after week after week for the Lord to establish a gospel platform here in the Square Mile. We can thank the Lord for the abundant blessing that he's showered on the ministry over the last 4.5 decades, so that countless numbers of men and women have turned and put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And as a consequence, families have been transformed and neighbourhoods have been impacted for the gospel, and local churches have been transformed for the glory of our great God. We have so much to thank God for. And yet, friends, there is so much work still to do. We have a unique opportunity. The Lord has placed us in a barn of a building right in the heart of the world's leading financial centre. We have 335,000 people who commute into one square mile around us every day of the week. 335,000 people who by and large are perishing without Christ and without hope. And so we have an extraordinary, unique opportunity to see Christians taking the gospel to those 335,000 men and women, and seeing families transformed and communities transformed for the glory of our great God. And therefore, the urgent need is the same as it is every year. It is for each and every one of us to resolve to be gospel partners together in this coming year. And so we're eager to see the gospel advance apace in this square mile. To that end, over the last 3 months, I've had the great privilege of meeting with many of you and many others in the city at a series of discussion groups to see how over the next 10 years we might be involved in working to that end. It's the closest I think I've ever come to being in one of those ghastly political focus groups. I'm glad that nobody had kind of one of those electronic meters to say whether they approved or disapproved of what we were talking about. But during those meetings that have taken place over the last 3 months, three consistent themes have emerged. Lots of great ideas, but three consistent themes. And I want to share them with you this evening before we go and eat. And then when we eat, you'll see you've got a sheet of questions for discussion to use over supper. Use some of your time. Don't use all of your time to discuss them, but do use some of your time to bat some of those questions around. Theme number one, we're being encouraged to be more prayerful. At almost every meeting that I've had this summer, numbers have commented on the need not to drop the ball, not to forget the key aspects of our ministry together here in the city. It's a ministry of word and prayer. People have commented how many come to our talks midweek and how few come to our prayer meetings. As Vijay Menon often reminds us, we need to have a burden to pray for our friends and colleagues in the city. But I'm conscious many of you do that not by coming to pray here centrally, but by praying in prayer triplets across the city, by praying in workplace prayer groups. And yet I'm being encouraged to tap numbers of you on the shoulder to say, come and join us to pray. I think we'd hope that many of our partners, many people who see themselves in partnership with what we're doing in the city, would want to come and join us to pray each month at a prayer breakfast or a prayer lunch. Now that leads us to the second theme. We should be more intentional. I've been heartened at how many of you have urged us to be much more intentional at encouraging you to be more involved in ministry in the city. Lots of people have commented how helpful it's been to be asked when they're planning their next dialogue event, when they're planning to invite friends and colleagues to come together and hear a gospel talk from somebody. I've been urged to tap more of you on the shoulder to get you involved in serving on a Tuesday or a Thursday on the stewarding team or the welcome team, or looking after three or four new faces. I'm conscious it won't work for everyone, and lots of people are busy bringing people week after week, and they won't want to be distracted. But that's not everybody. And by getting many more of us involved in the nuts and bolts of making Tuesdays and Thursdays work, it will build ownership of our great work together. So look out for my hand landing on your shoulder sometime soon. More prayerful, more intentional, and then finally, we've been urged to be more radical. Let me just list some of the suggestions that have been made as to how we might up the tempo of our outreach here in the city. Perhaps encouraging one another to commit to a great gospel giveaway next year, building on the mission events we did this year with Rico Tice and things like that. Seeking to give every single city worker a gospel pack that includes a gospel outline, some information on how they can find out more about Jesus here in the city. And to that end, we're being encouraged to think about targeting geographical areas of the city for a few weeks or perhaps a month at a time, where we gather the Christians in that area together. We get them praying for that area. We get them in being involved in doing street questionnaires and flyering at the tube stations. To that end, we think of intentional advertising on the tube stations nearest to where they're based during that period of time. We're being encouraged to think about producing a DVD on what it's like to be a Christian in the city, to give to you as a regular, to take to your local church, so you can say to your church leaders, I've seen this, please play it at a prayer meeting or in a Sunday morning meeting so that people can know what it's like being a Christian in the city and people will pray for us as we go off together as informal missionaries to the square mile. Somebody's asked whether we should seek to encourage good men, perhaps nearing retirement or perhaps wanting to do some postgraduate study, to apply for city churches when they become vacant so that that local activity that's taking place in a geographical part of the city has a base in a local building and can be the seedbed for a potential future church plant. And we're also being encouraged to think more internationally too. Should we encourage some of you to take a week out of your work to come to another financial centre like Paris or Brussels or Johannesburg or Shanghai, and be involved in helping those involved in a similar ministry there? doing men's breakfasts or speaking at women's events or that sort of thing, dialogue events around the city, helping them to reach out to their city workers. That's just something of the spread of ideas around as to how we can be more prayerful, more intentional, and more radical. Do please use the time during dinner to discuss some of the questions on the sheets. And I'm now going to hand over to Simon Johnson, who's going to come and pray for us and give thanks for this evening.
As we stand, let's pray. Dear Lord and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the provision of this building here in the heart of the city, and praise you again for the faithful ministry of city men and women over 40 years here. We pray you'll continue to teach and encourage us and our families as part of the city congregation, and give us a heart to bring the good news of Jesus to our friends and colleagues. We thank you for this evening, our partnership in the gospel, and pray you'll be with us as we enjoy fellowship together. We pray for John Chapman and ask he'll encourage us in our Christian lives. We thank you for the food and for those who prepared it, but most of all, we thank you for the fellowship we have through your Son. Amen.